ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, I'm Carol Vorderman. Welcome to your Tuesday edition of Perfect 10. 10 questions, 10 points, all done in just 10 minutes. Once again, I am back with another dose of questions, puzzles and brain teasers to educate, to entertain and to irritate you. Today is the 16th of April, and it was on this day in 1912 that the American aviator Harriet Quimby became the first woman to fly across the English Channel. Harriet took off from Dover, and 59 minutes later, she successfully landed on a beach 20 miles away from Calais. An incredible and inspirational woman. All that took place on this day in 1912. Speaking of firsts, is today the day you get your first perfect 10 score? Let's hope so. It is time to find out, because here come the questions for Tuesday's perfect 10. We call question one your starter for a perfect 10, as it's your first chance to bag a point. So, which chess piece has a name which begins with the letter B? I think a lot of you will get that one if you've played chess at all. Which piece has a name that begins with the letter B? Ears at the ready for question two, as it's time for clues in the news. You're about to hear a fictional news bulletin that's actually the description of a famous film from 1988. But can you work out which one? Here it comes.
Today's top story. A 12-year-old boy has shared his regret of using a Carnival fortune teller machine to make a wish, as he has now got the appearance of a fully grown man.
Well, can you recognise that famous movie from the clues in the news? Answers, as always, after question 10. We call question three Carol Lateral Thinking, and today it involves both numbers and words. When you type the numbers 07734 into a traditional calculator and then you turn the calculator upside down, it looks like the word hello, H-E-L-L-O. So what word would seemingly appear if you type these numbers in? 3-7-6-6-1-6, and then turn the calculator upside down. Can you visualise that calculator? I want to know the word which would seemingly appear. Moving on to question four, our memory round, and today we're going to hear a bedtime story, but please make sure you pay attention as a question will follow.
Hello children, get yourself comfortable as it's time for tonight's bedtime story. One Wednesday morning at 8:30, a pair of siblings called Hansel and Gretel went for a stroll in the local forest, and after walking for 23 minutes, they came across a trail of chocolate biscuits. The children followed the trail, and once they got to the 45th biscuit, they looked up and saw a house made completely of confectionery. The door to the house was covered in 750 chocolate buttons. The windows were made of shortbread, the bricks were big blocks of fudge, and the chimney was built with toffee. Hansel rang the doorbell three times, and to his horror, a 107-year-old witch opened the door. I'm afraid that's all we have time for tonight. Tune in next time to find out what happens next.
Well, that was a lovely story about Hansel and Gretel, but were you listening closely enough to answer this particular question? The door to the house was covered in how many chocolate buttons? Ooh, the information was all in the clip, so think back, see if you can come up with the right number. We're almost halfway through today's questions. How are you doing? Maybe you're heading towards a perfect 10 score. I hope so. Keep going. Today could be the day. Our next three questions are what we call the three Fs, the frivolous, the familiar, and the fun. It's question five, and we're turning on the telly. Piranha, Bigfoot, and Eiffel Tower were all characters in the 2024 series of which ITV show. Even if you don't think you know, you might be able to work this one out. Here's question six. The explorer Ferdinand Magellan was born in which European country? What do you think the answer could be? Question seven, we're going to the theatre. School Song, When I Grow Up, and Revolting Children are all songs from which stage musical? Are there clues in the titles of those songs? Very funny titles. Which stage musical do they appear in? All right, question eight is two in, two out. So it's time to swap two letters in a word to make a new word. Which two letters can you change in the word journey? J-O-U-R-N-E-Y, to make something you can write in. Change two letters, two in, two out, from the word journey. Have a think, see if you can figure it out. We call question nine, I know this, and today it's Two Clues Tuesday. Which answer is linked by these two clues? A 1990 UK number one single by the Steve Miller Band and an enemy of Batman. What do you think the answer could be? And here we are at our final question for the day. Question 10, today's anagram. Which American state is an anagram of facial iron? Facial, F-A-C-I-A-L, iron, I-R-O-N. Shuffle those letters in facial iron to give me the name of an American state. And that's today's Perfect 10. Don't forget to follow or subscribe so you don't miss tomorrow's questions. And if you're looking for even more questions, puzzles, riddles, head on over to at Perfect 10 Carol on Facebook, Insta and TikTok, where you can join the rest of us. And if you are after even more questions to educate, to entertain and to irritate yourself with, why not check out our Perfect 10 quiz book, available in all the bookshops and online. Right then, 10 questions, 10 points, 10 minutes. But did you get a perfect 10 score? Time to find out. Here come the answers.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
For question one, we were playing a game. Which chess piece has a name which begins with the letter B? The chess piece in question is, of course, the bishop. And in case you were wondering, in chess, the bishop moves and captures along diagonals without jumping over intervening pieces. Question two was clues in the news. And today you were trying to work out which movie was being described in this fictional news clip.
Today's top story. A 12-year-old boy has shared his regret of using a carnival fortune teller machine to make a wish, as he has now got the appearance of a fully grown man.
Which movie was it? I can tell you it was the Tom Hanks film, Big. Question three was a calculator-based Carol lateral thinking question. When you type the numbers 07734 into a traditional calculator, turn the calculator upside down, it looks like the word hello. What word then would seemingly appear if you type the numbers 376616 and turn that upside down? And the answer is the very cute word, which is giggle, G-I-G-G-L-E. Now that's because the sixes look like the lowercase letter G. A one resembles the letter I, obviously. The seven does look like an L upside down. And the number three is often used for the letter E. Now, as always, question four was our memory round. And today we were listening to a lovely bedtime story. I asked you, the door to the house was covered in how many chocolate buttons? The answer is the door was covered in 750 chocolate buttons, which frankly sounds delicious. We moved into the three Fs, and question five was about a popular TV show. Piranha, Bigfoot and Eiffel Tower were all characters in the 2024 series of which ITV show? And the answer is The Masked Singer, a great and crazy show. And someone called Carol Vorderman starred in the Christmas version in 2023 as Reindeer, and she was awful. Question six was, the explorer Ferdinand Magellan was born in which European country? And the answer to that is, he was born in Portugal. Question seven, it was time for a show. School song, When I Grow Up, and Revolting Children are all songs from which stage musical? The answer is, the stage musical version of Matilda, which of course is based on a book by Roald Dahl. Question eight, two in, two out. Which two letters can you change in the word journey to make something you can write in? Well, if you change the letter E to an A and the letter Y to an L, you get a journal. J-O-U-R-N-A-L. Which, of course, is where the noun journalist comes from. Question nine was today's, I know this. So, which answer is linked by these two clues? A 1990 UK number one single by the Steve Miller Band and an enemy of Batman? And the answer is The Joker. And finally, question 10, your Tuesday anagram. Which American state is an anagram of facial iron? Could you work it out? It was the state of California. C-A-L-I-F-O-R-N-I-A. So how did you do? Did you score a perfect 10? If not, don't worry, there's always another chance tomorrow. Remember though to follow or subscribe to make sure you don't miss a single episode, because if you do that, then you will automatically download the next episode as soon as it drops. We have daily content, often visual, which is exclusive to Facebook, Instagram and TikTok. So please do come and join the Perfect 10 family there. At Perfect 10 Carol is what you need to search for. Right, I'm Carol Vorderman. That was my Perfect 10 for you. I really do hope you have a perfect day. Perfect 10 is produced by Talent Bank as part of the Acast Creator Network. Head over to shows.acast.com/Perfect 10 for more information.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.